Now, I want us to move today down to verse 8, and I want to read verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel under Abraham. Well, if faith without works, you see, was sufficient for Abraham, why should we desire something different? And as the blessing is not to Abraham's law works, but to his faith, why should we turn from faith to law works? And here we read in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, he preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now, there are two things that I'd like to call attention to here that we think are rather important. Of course, one of them is this: when did God preach the gospel to Abraham? Well, you'll notice the illustration we used last time was the quotation that was from the 15th chapter of Genesis. Now, that was at the beginning of the life of Abraham, that is, his life of faith. Now, when you come to this next verse here, verse 8, when did God preach the gospel to Abraham? And the quotation that is given there, in thee shall all nations be blessed, well, you've got to turn to the end of the life of Abraham. That's over in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and at verse 17, after Abraham had offered Isaac upon the altar. Now, I say he offered him. He was in just a hair's breadth of doing that thing when God stopped him. And God counted he'd done it because he demonstrated that he had that faith in God. He was believing God could raise him from the dead, the writer to the Hebrews says. But now let me read Genesis 22:17. Now after this episode, God says that in blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Now, the important thing is, this man obeyed the voice of God. He didn't go through with it. God wouldn't let him. And he was willing to go through with it when God commanded it. And when God says stop, he stopped. Why? Because he obeyed the voice of God. Now, he demonstrated, actually here, by his actions, that he had the faith that when it says back in the 15th chapter, he believed God and it counted to him for righteousness. Now, there are some people that are troubled because they feel like there's a contradiction in the scripture between Paul and James. Because over in the second chapter of the book of James, it says in verse 20, and I read beginning there, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Now, I hope that you can see here that God says, and Paul writes here, Abraham was justified by faith. And that was at the beginning of his ministry, and here at the end of his ministry, why, this man James says he was justified. How? By works, because he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar. And now he goes on and says, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was made perfect? John Calvin used to put it like this: faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. In other words, a saving faith is a dynamic, vital faith that leads to works. Now, not works of law. And I hope you understand here, when James says, Abraham our father was justified by works, what kind of works? The works of faith, friends. Faith produces works. And this idea today of trying to say works will save you, you get the cart before the horse. In fact, some of them put the horse in the cart. But the important thing is to see justified by faith and it leads to works, and it did in the life of this man. And I believe that before God, he sees our heart. He knows whether we've trusted Christ or not. And friends, he knows whether you're genuine or not. And for that reason, I like to say to church members today, then why don't you be genuine? He knows whether you are or not. You can fool the people in the church. You can fool your neighbors. You can put up a pious front. But why not be real and have a lot of fun in it all? And you don't have to put on. You can be real and trust Christ as your Savior. And that is the thing that's so important. And that will produce works. A living, dynamic faith will do that. Now, you will notice here that careful reading of the passage here in James reveals that James uses the history of Abraham to show that faith without works is dead. In fact, this is the last time God appeared to him. And not that portion that Paul refers to here in Galatians when he says he's justified by faith. Paul says faith alone is sufficient and proves that assertion by Abraham's history as found in the 15th chapter of Genesis. Now, James says that faith without works is dead and proves it by Abraham's history as found in the 22nd chapter of Genesis. If Abraham had welched in the 22nd chapter, said, wait a minute, I don't believe you like that. I don't really believe you. I've been putting on all these years. Then it would have been obvious that his faith was a pseudo-faith, but it was a genuine faith back in the 15th chapter, and God knew it that. Now, the works that James speaks of are not works of law at all. The law hadn't been given then, friends. We need to recognize that. And he says here in verse 23, the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him or imputed to him for righteousness. Now, James says that. Well, he's going back now, you see, to the reference that Paul gives at first. Then Paul says the gospel was preached to Abraham when? At the end of his life, when God made this promise to him. Now, there's no contradiction when you examine these passages like that between Paul and James. They are saying the same thing. One is looking at faith at the beginning. The other is looking at faith at the end. Or one's looking at the root of faith. The other's looking at the fruit of faith. The root of faith is faith alone saves you. But that saving faith produces something. Or again, John Calvin says, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. Now, that's very important to see.